This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Whomever you are, whatever you do, no matter how bad things are happening in your life, if you are a conservative, you are far better off than any leftist you know. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. You can take heart in that. You can rejoice in knowing that no matter how bad circumstances are for you, leftists of all economic strata are worse off than you. I don't care if they are multi-billionaires. They're not happy. Nothing they do will be blessed in the way that they can enjoy it. That's what you can take heart in. I want you to think about waking up this morning as Joe Biden. You got to run a country, and you're trying to do it on 2 hours of actual work time. You got to sleep 20 hours. He's like a hibernating bear. He's got to sleep 2 hours, and then the other 2 hours is pretty much people taking care of him and making sure that he doesn't do the wrong thing. I played clips yesterday of this clown. He is in bad shape, and it's only going to get worse. You think Trump is struggling? President Trump is saying, every day is Trump Day, and you can rejoice. You can feel good because your guy, he's figuring out the next steps. He's going to change politics in a way that sadly for the Democrats and Republicans, the establishment, because that is the establishment, they really screwed up. Don't put it all in his hands, though. The real group that can tear down the establishment is the American people who supported President Trump in the last election. And that is the overwhelming majority of this country. Or Jordy. Leftists have massive issues. They are trapped in an ideology that disagrees with human nature. It disagrees with who they are inside. They are in constant conflict. See, you don't have those conflicts. You live your ideology. You don't have a problem saying, yes, I want better schools. I want safer neighborhoods. I want a protected country. I want my tax dollars to go to the right things. I want to help the people who really need it, and so on and so forth. You live it. You respect the environment. It's funny. I get a little frustrated. Not at you. You guys are great. I get frustrated because I feel like we're saying the same things. But if we talk about whatever the thing is that you want to talk about, climate change or whatever nonsense that these guys have, and I'll ask you if you think they live it. If you think a leftist that talks about energy use and all that is doing anything to conserve energy, you must be out of your mind. They talk about the environment. Go to where they live and look at how they live, and you'll find out it's the worst environment. If you want to rat, the zombie apocalypse occurs and there's a warehouse full of food, I guarantee you, I know who's going to go try to steal extra rations for themselves. You will wait out your rations. You're the one who will say, nope, can't have extra because we've all rationed it out and I got my share. Leftists won't care about that your share, their share. They will take whatever it is that they want. I'm just giving you the truth. They can get mad. I hope they get mad at me. This is an intervention to leftism. I hope you get mad. I hope you understand that your people are willing to do whatever it takes, even if it means the destruction of the country. You're willing to do whatever it takes. Just because of your ideology. A perfect example is the coup that occurred. I'm not going to relive it. But if you want to replace Donald Trump with a moron like Joe Biden, shame on you. And that's what they did. Leftists are mad that they can't be who they really want to be. And you know who they want to be? Here's a dirty little secret, conservatives. They want to be you. They just can't. They're like a drug addict. They're drugged on their ideology. They can't get off, and so they're mad. They want to steal your idea. They steal from you. They steal your ideology. They steal your ideas. They steal everything that you are. They pretend that they are that, just like a junkie. Probably hadn't thought of it that way, had you? And those who believe that their leftist ideology is right, and there are some. There are some who are dogmatically, molded to their ideology. They live in conflict daily. If they get outside of academia or their echo chamber, they live in conflict daily. The minute sanity hits, it's over for them. Saving the black people. Black people need this, black people need this. And then they go see black people that don't need it. Or some black person looks at him and says, "What? Why are you being so condescending and patronizing of me?" And gets in their face. What makes you think we need a help getting a voter ID, getting a something to vote? What makes you think I can't get a job? What makes you, when as soon as, "Well, I just wanted to help. Conflict. They look at their so-called leaders. Their leaders are thieves. Thieves and scoundrels. Dare I say it? You want to hear? Yeah, they're skanks. They're in constant conflict. What? Conflict about the Wu flu. Conflict about schools, opening schools. School results. Conflict about jobs. "We hate capitalists," as they use all of your capitalist inventions, as they themselves are capitalists. "We can't stand the capitalists." Wait a minute. Don't you have a job? An organization? "Yeah, but I only have two people working for me." Yeah, but that's capitalism. See, you're taking somebody else, you're taking an idea that you think works, and you're taking somebody else's labor for that idea. Are you paying them what they're worth? Or who's making more? Ask these assistants, these personal assistants to these mega stars. "I pay them a fair wage." Are they making the millions of dollars that you make when you make your film or you make your records or you do whatever? Are they making what you make? I'm just asking. I'm asking for a friend. Because if they're not, then you're a greedy capitalist. See, nobody wants to confront them on it. Make them live that lie. But they know it inside. They come out yelling, "They need a fair wage and they gotta stop making money off the backs of the poor." Well, compared to you, your assistant is poor. Why don't you pay them more? Bernie. Make them live it, folks. We got a lot to talk about today. I'm glad you guys are with me. Hang in there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And 2, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, man, we got some topics today. We got Be Less White. I love that topic. We got the Democrats apparently don't have as much faith in Biden as Biden may have in Biden. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Romney has said what I said earlier, which is, Trump is a man. Trump controls the Republican Party. Andrew Cuomo, he's under attack. I don't know how long it's going to make it, but he's under attack. FCC commissioner fires back at the Democrats because they want to cut off our voices and a host of other things. But one thing I did want to talk about, too, life has a way of being very ironic. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. So my mother died when I was a kid before I turned 5, and her birthday is actually today. So happy birthday, Mom. And of course I've got my adopted mom, Mary, who's out there. Anyway, hi, Mary.
this is, story isn't about her, but Mary and Frank are my adopted parents, because I figure if a child loses his parents that early, he should have some new parents, right, at some point. So Mary and Frank and I, we adopted each other years ago when I met them in Colorado, and they literally treat me like family, and it's the same. I mean, we talk about getting together, we get together, you know, they, hey, son, you can use the condo, you know, kind of thing. And, of course, it's a very different life than I grew up with, so, but I love them to death. But anyway, my mom's birthday is today, if she were alive. So she'd be 75 years old. And my uncle's wake is today. Yeah. So on the birthday of my mother, my uncle is technically being buried. And I just found that, you know, life has a way of dealing these interesting ironies. You know, hey, there's only 365 days in a year. We all have, a bunch of us have the same birthday, and a bunch of us will have the same death day as people. But it is what it is. Just thought I'd bring that up. Anyway, there's a thing out called Be Less White. Have you guys seen this? Coca-Cola employees were urged to be less white as part of the company's diversity training, but the material was yanked offline after somebody blew the whistle as a whistleblower. Now, I want to say this. Think about this. Coca-Cola says, be less white, all right? And then they pull it. School systems are teaching this thing of critical race theory and things like this, which we're fighting against. And I hope when you get our emails asking for us to help, for asking for funds for this stuff, you do it. Because, see, Coca-Cola got somebody inside that blew the whistle. Judicial Watch is suing on behalf of a teacher. We are too, by the way. On behalf of a teacher who was fired because he says, I'm not teaching critical race theory. I think he's a PE teacher. He's supposed to teach critical race. He's like, what do you want me to teach? I get these kids in. I make them strong. That's it. Anyway, we have a couple of lawsuits as well in that regard that I'm not even going to bring up. But the point is this. This whistleblower got Coca-Cola to back away from that. It can be done. Let me ask you this. Do you think Coca-Cola would ever send out something that said, be less black? Be less feminine? They might do be less male, so I don't want to go that route. But I don't think they'd do be less black, or be less like a woman, or be less gay. They would say, be yourself. You're an employee here to do a job. See, corporate America can fix all this stuff very quickly if they just say, come to this job and do your job. You don't do your job, and you're done. It's really that simple. They go on. The Confronting Racism course in question was offered by LinkedIn Education and allegedly utilized by the soft drink Titan. In the U.S. and other Western nations, white people are socialized to feel that they are inherently superior because they are white, reads one of the slides, allegedly sent from an internal whistleblower, and it was posted on Twitter and then put on YouTube by some lady named Carlin. Another slide suggests, try to be less white, with tips including, be less oppressive. I gotta stop and chuckle, because, man, you white people catch some hell. Be less oppressive, listen, believe, and break with white solidarity. This speaks to that the thing we talked about the other day of the eight things of white. You can either be a white, you know, KKK, or you could be a white traitor. And in this case, being a white traitor is a good thing. I want you to understand that they use the word traitor, and it's good. If you're a white traitor, and you like, I hate white people are so oppressive, then it's a good thing. If you really want how leftism showcases how the lie becomes the truth, they're telling you, as a white traitor, you're a good person. Be a traitor to your race. Now, do you know what they call me? Because I dare come speak the truth to you about life in general and how black people need to stop whining. I am a black traitor. which is on the same side of the scale as a white supremacist. I'm a person who is should be, extricated from society. Anyway, Borisenko, who describes herself, this is the lady who was doing the YouTube thing, as a supporter of banning critical race theory, said the screenshots were sent to her from an internal whistleblower from Coca-Cola who told her that the course was required. Now, Coke came back and said, no, it's not. It wasn't required. It's recommended. Let me tell you something. Feminists have made it to where sexual harassment training is required. Why? Because you can't say, good morning, Susan, I really like your hair. That's considered sexual harassment. They've changed the rules. So it is required. They put it in there. And by the way, your tax dollars pay for this. There's a certain amount of money that corporations get in order to do these types of training classes. They take that type of training is what they take out of that funding. It's like $3,500 an employee. It's called continuing education. Now, it was meant to be continuing education for something that would promote a better product. In other words, if you were a lawyer and you needed to take more courses in terms of the changes in the law, if you were a doctor and you had to learn new procedures, or if you're an accountant and the tax laws change, it was meant for that. You know what they spend it on? I just told you. All this social justice BS. But I want you to do the math. If there are 100 million people working and you can spend $3,500 per employee, whatever the number is, let's just make it easy. Make it $1,000 per employee. You do the math. 100 million employees at $1,000. Yep. You can spend a lot of money on nonsense, and that's what they're doing. That's how they feed this ugly beast of leftism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden set to visit Southeast Texas on Friday. He will meet with Governor Greg Abbott for a briefing on federal aid and survey damages from last week's power outages and winter storms. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is setting the tone at the opening session of the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando.
And what's true in Florida is true for conservatives across the nation. We cannot, we will not go back to the days of the failed Republican establishment of yesteryear.
President Trump will address the group on Sunday in his first public appearance since leaving the White House. President Biden's nearly $2 trillion COVID relief package will be up for a vote today in the House. The Democrat-controlled House expected to easily pass the bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has sharply criticized former President Donald Trump in the wake of the January 6th Capitol attack. The Kentucky Republican discussing the state of the Republican Party and also if he would support Trump if he were the Republican nominee.
We're sorry we lost the White House, but the Republican Party demonstrated once again this is a 50-50 nation. We're very competitive.
If the president was the party's nominee, would you support him?
The nominee of the party? Absolutely.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. New York City health officials are trying to ease fears following a report of a new coronavirus variant spreading quickly in the city. The New York Times citing research suggesting this new variant is rapidly spreading and vaccines may be less effective against it. However, the city's health commissioner says there's no evidence to back this up as the science around this variant is not yet as established as others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I started today's program talking about how great it is to be a conservative. How lucky you are to be a conservative. Welcome back, everybody. Let me get a little taste of coffee here. I used to drink only one cup of coffee. And now I'm up to two. And I used to think, how do people drink coffee all day? And now I'm so tired, I gotta get some coffee. Oh, my apologies. So, I was telling you, you're lucky. And look, you don't have the most money in the world or things like that. That's not how you're lucky. You're lucky because you live your life according to your own terms. And you live it with your mask being as close to who you really are. That's a good thing. I mean, we all have a mask, and there's a little bit of a difference between your behind the scenes persona and your real persona. But yours is just barely. In other words, if you're having a bad day at home, you might just say, "Yeah, I'm having a rough day." But in public, you might go, "Yeah, hey, everything's good." Now, CIA lie experts say that's really technically a lie. If somebody asks you how you doing, you shouldn't say fine if it's not fine. Well. You'll say fine because you are fine. You are doing fine. What you're saying is, despite everything that's going on in my life, despite my rheumatoid arthritis or my gout or whatever, I'm still fine. You know why? Because I'm a conservative and I live my life according to a set of rules, ethics, and morals, and I stick to that as much as I can. As much as I can. You're flawed. And there's always a little gap between, who you really are and what people believe. And that's okay. You have the things that you consider to be private to you. Nothing wrong with that. But the Democrats, man, they got secrets. They got stuff you can't know. They got stuff they know on each other and they used as bargaining chips. And you can't get up and feel good about that. You just can't. You can't wake up in the morning going, "Ooh, another day," and you're feeling refreshed. You're going, "Man, Carl knows, or Susan knows, they caught me doing this, or they know about that, or whatever." And so there's always that hammer that can fall. It is in Bugs Bunny commercials, the anvil from Acme that's always over your head. It's always ready to fall. And that's a pitiful way to live. You might as well just... you might as well fess up. And because that way you can't be blackmailed. You take your
whatever the reality is going to be, whatever the outcome is going to be, fess up, take it, and then say to yourself, I never want that to happen again. Oh, my goodness, I never want that to be. It's like borrowing money from a friend. If you have to borrow money, that's a humbling thing, right? And I'm not talking about $5 for lunch. I'll hit you back when I get back to the office. I'm talking about to make a car payment, to make a mortgage payment, something important that you feel like, you know what, I should have been prepared for this, but you weren't, and you have to go hat in hand, please, please, please. And what we do as conservatives, when you have that feeling that where you question yourself like, man, I should do better, you go out and you fix it. You don't look for the government to fix it. You fix it. Leftists don't do that. They repeat, rinse and repeat. And so when it gets to the point where they don't want to ask, then they've got to start taking it. They'll carjack you. They'll rob you. They'll embezzle from you. They'll do whatever it takes to cover up their lies. Ponzi schemes, all that stuff invented by leftists, people that weren't willing to confront their demons and say, you know what? I've overspent. I'm putting too much into other things. I'll tell you a quick story. This dude, he's like a brother to me. And we were having a conversation about his kids. And one of his daughters wrote him a letter and said, Dad, you always think that you can solve your problems with us with money. And she went on to say, you buy yourself all these toys. You buy these things to hide your pain. And he called us on us. I said, yeah. I said, I'm not even going to say I hate to say it. Your daughter's right. That's what you do. He was like, oh, bro. I said, no, man, it is. I said, it's your love language to say, let me help you do this or help you do that. But all they want is your time. Yeah. Got some interesting stories I've been hearing over the past few days. I'm going to tell you one told to me by a friend about his uncle. A little bit off subject, because I'm going to get back on to the Democrats and how they are completely distorted. They want you to believe that they are happy with Joe Biden. They're not. Not at all. No vote of confidence. But we'll get back to that in just a second. But I want to tell you about the human condition. A friend of mine calls me up. He's a great guy. And anyway, he's having some issues with his uncle. And his uncle has five daughters. One of the daughters has gone on, gotten her degree, got a master's degree, got married in college, been with the same guy, has a grandbaby, that kind of thing. The other four daughters have baby daddies. Didn't get their education. A couple of them dropped out of school, whatever. And his uncle is telling him, you know, the daughter that's doing well, she kind of has an attitude about life, you know, and she can't really hang on the other side, you know, and he's upset that she can't go to Detroit and hang out with the brothers and this stuff. And he was talking about how he can walk both sides of the line. You know, he can hang in the white world, but he can also hang in the black world where dudes, he literally said this, where guys have, guns tucked in their waistbands. And he says, now his older daughter, she can't. You know, she's transitioned over, and he doesn't have as good a relationship with her because she seems to think lowly of other people. He's not like that. He can think of, you know, he can hang with everybody. And his other daughters, he says, they're down with, you know, they can hang out. They can survive in the hood. And we're chuckling. Me and my buddy are chuckling because, see, this is exactly the black condition. This is what Democrats do. This guy is upset that one of his daughters made it, and she no longer wants to be part of that life and that culture where people put guns in their waistbands and sit around playing dominoes. She doesn't want to be part of that culture. She doesn't want to run the risk. He's upset. See, that's what Democrats do. I told my buddy, I said, man, we have got to cover this story. You know, it's just an amazing psychological thing to think about, that you take your child that's doing the best and you say, man, she ain't one of us. And what I said to him is, see, that's his insecurities. He doesn't know how to deal with his daughter anymore, because what she's done is she has surpassed him. And here, I want you to understand, white people listening, this is a father who's trying to pull his daughter, who's doing something, back into the bucket of crabs. And you ask yourself, how do we get to where we are? That's how we get there. With parents that can't even recognize that they should be extolling the virtues of the one who's doing well, and he can't do it. Anyway, that's the pathology you're dealing with. But these are the people that wanted to put Captain Demento in the office, in the White House. Do you understand now why they would want to put a brain dead moron in the White House? But now they're starting to change. I've noticed this, and it to me it's not that subtle. It's as subtle as a bullhorn, but to the average person, they may not see that the Democrats put Biden in, and they don't. He's got no power, but it's getting worse. How about this vote of confidence for Captain Demento? They want to take away his ability to launch nuclear weapons. Yep. That's the faith they have in Joe Biden. Remember with Donald Trump? You know, he was unhinged and all these other things. And Donald Trump served 4 years. And during his 4 years, they tried to get him, but they couldn't. There was nothing about him that was unhinged. Donald Trump was getting us out of wars. He was killing terrorists with smart bombs. He was fixing the economy. He was making NATO pay its bills. He took us out of the Paris Climate Accords and said we can do better on our own, which we did. And I could go down the list. He said, you know what? I do sympathize with kids that come over here for DACA. And so he said, let's look at a path to citizenship. He did everything that he could do. Nothing unhinged. And they stopped trying to take away the nuclear football. Oh, they played the game. They played the game. But they stopped. At the beginning, it was like, he's insane. Well, now they're doing it for Captain Demento. This is their hand-picked guy. And you got to start asking yourself, what's going on? Now, I played some clips yesterday of Joey Fingers. And I'm telling you, Biden is losing it. There's no campaign rhetoric here. It isn't, I'm saying this because I want you to have bad feelings about Biden. Biden is losing it. He was losing it during the campaign, and it's worse now, and it's only going to get worse. That's why I keep telling you, wake up every morning knowing this. The Democrats have Joe Biden, the albatross, hanging around their neck. More on this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Number Democrats have lost faith in Biden. Faith they never had. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You're starting to hear the ads to getting your meds at a very reduced price. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. If you are paying $200 or so for meds monthly, like my father-in-law that pays over $700 used to, now he pays, well, for years actually, it's not just now, because we've been on this service for quite some time, but he pays $60 a month for $700 in meds, and he loves it. Hope you will take advantage of that, and soon there will be many, many other things on Kev Perks that you can go get, and everything's tested. It isn't like I'm going to put something out there and I haven't done it myself. So I hope you'll go to that site and check things out. Talking about the Democrats who have no faith in Joey Demento, Captain Demento, Joey Fingers. I've got a lot of names for Biden, but it'll never be president. They want to take away his ability to launch nuclear weapons. Now, interestingly, I doubt the old fart remembers where he's supposed to keep the old nuclear football. I imagine the Secret Service strapped it to his neck, sort of like an albatross, because that's what Biden represents for the left. He's an albatross. And you're going to, every single day when you wake up, between now and whenever we put a real president in office, you're going to remember what I said here. He's an albatross, but he represents the left's whole being. Anyway, the old geezer keeps confusing his nuclear button for a life alert. Will we ever really know how many times the Secret Service has responded to, I've fallen and I can't get up, only to find Biden lying in a puddle of his own or Dr. Jill's urine? Oh, Kevin, that was awful. Okay, it was. Oh, you got to make yourself have some fun, right? You got to have some fun with this stuff. Democrats planted this demented puppet in office during the big cheat. They wanted him. And now, demented grandpa is their cross to bear. Sadly, Democrats have the unenviable task of taking Biden's toy away from him. And rightfully so. Would you want a dude with his mental capacity making a decision about global nuclear war? Now, being serious, would you? I told you guys earlier, I said, we played clips. These are recent clips. We're not doctoring anything. We play clips of Biden. He can't read a teleprompter. Look, I make mistakes reading articles when I'm talking on a radio show and stuff like that. But if I were doing it in front of a camera and I had to do it like I was on Fox, because I hosted Fox and Friends one time, and I don't flub it up. And you catch your mistakes. You do things where you know your mind is still functioning, because your mind works a lot faster than your lingo, you know. Some say it can't even be measured. Some people were saying, well, it's 20 times faster, 10 times faster. Then they said, no, it really can't be measured because your mind thinks in concepts. So what is it? I can tell you it's fast, but generally speaking, you still go back and go, oops, I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to do that. There are flubs where you go, these are harmless flubs. And then there are those where you go, nah, he just completely misspoke. That's what's happening to Biden. To paraphrase Tina Fey saying something Sarah Palin never said, I can see the 25th Amendment from here. Everything that's happening right now, folks, is leading up to Biden getting out of there. Look, I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care. Kamala Harris is a kook. Joe Biden is a kook. Everybody in the Democratic system is a kook. Would you want any of them? Pelosi? Schumer? Any of them? Would you want any of those people leading this country? The short answer is no. Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, Eric Falwell, Ted Lieu, Maxine Waters. So when I stop on somebody you like, please let me know. So here's the deal. Close to three dozen House Democrats recognize Biden's diminished brain capacity.
And those Democrats feel that Biden should relinquish the football. That's what they call the nuclear button. They don't feel that Biden should have the sole authority to launch nuclear weapons. And here's what the letter from Representative Jimmy Panetta. I think he's probably akin to the other Panetta that served under Clinton. But he says, vesting one person with this authority entails real risk. Past presidents have threatened to attack other countries with nuclear weapons or exhibited behavior that caused other officials to express concern about the president's judgment. Panetta's office didn't comment any further, but he said in a tweet, calling on Biden to install checks and balances in our nuclear command and control structure. The letter continues, while any president should presumably consult with advisors before ordering a nuclear attack, there is no requirement to do so. The military is obligated to carry out the order if they assess it is legal under the laws of war. Under the current posture of U.S. nuclear forces, that attack would happen in minutes. Now, let me tell you why you don't want somebody having to go get authority to use the ultimate weapon. Because it's the ultimate weapon. You want to be able to say, look, we were in a complete crisis. We can't be going, let's get by committee who all wants to drop a nuclear weapon on the people that drop nukes on us by show of hands. You need somebody of sound mind and judgment that says, nuke 'em. By the way, that's my number two's call sign. Nuke 'em. Angie, nuke 'em. Anyway, they said Democrats offered some alternatives as a sole nuclear authority, requiring the vice president and the House Speaker to agree with the launch order from the president before it's executed. So, in other words, they've mitigated the president's role. Now, Democrats will try to convince you that they want this for all presidents because, you know, one man shouldn't be able to do this or one woman shouldn't be able to do that. They alluded that Trump shouldn't have the nuclear football. We've had 45 presidents, okay? None of them, outside of, you know, Harry Truman, dropped the nuke. And he didn't do it with just in a you know, it wasn't like Harry Truman woke up in the morning and went, you know, let's drop a nuke on Japan. What the heck? It took a lot. The Japanese were fighting us, you know, and doing all kinds of stuff. They'd already surprised bomb Pearl Harbor and a host of other things. I'm not going to take you through the history lesson because you know. The people know. People understand that you don't take nuclear power lightly, which is why you don't want radical governments like Iran to necessarily have it and so on and so forth. People that are constantly threatening the world with this very devastating potential weapon. So Donald Trump was supposed to be unhinged. He never threatened anybody with a nuke. He dropped a few drones on people, but not even as many as Barack Obama. This man was an anti-war. If you were going to go to war, Trump said, if we're going to fight you, we're going to fight you because you deserve it. I'm not sending anybody's child in harm's way over the nonsense that we tend to fight wars about. So he wasn't unhinged. So why now? Well, ask yourself, why under a Democrat administration installed by the cheating Democrats, why now do you decide you want to do this? This is not Trump's second term and you're wanting to say, well, we got to, you know, we want to strip him of his powers. They are stripping their own under the guise that this is for everybody. Yep. Democrats knew after the big cheat they would need to strip Biden of any potential powers to blow crap up. And here's the thing. What they may figure out a way to take the football away from Biden because he's a hapless rube. But he's still going to be dropping nukes on the Democrats. In less than 2 years, the Democrats will know. They already know. But I'm telling you, in 2 years, you're going to watch this play out. They're going to see this is the big cheat was the biggest mistake they've done. Joe Biden is going to crap his Depends, and he's going to keep peeing in the Oval Office closet because the guy is a moron. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's operating with diminished capacity. It is obvious to everybody. They even questioned it during the campaign. Just watch.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.